The supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging, and to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it. And leave no grief unless Thou takes it away. And leave no enemy. And leave no enemy unless Thou repelst him. By means of In the name of Allah, the best of the names. In the name of Allah, Lord of earth and heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is his anger. And I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is his good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from thee, O patron of beneficence.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun alaikum. So welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about to enjoy worship. Salamu alaikum. Today, Monday, which is 20th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 13th of the month of Azar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar and the 4th of December 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we start with the Holy Quran. For today, let's listen to verse 77 of chapter Al-Hajj.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu rak'u wasjudu wa'budu rabbakum. وَاعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ وَافْعَلُوا الْخَيْرَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ
O you who have believed, bow and prostrate and worship your Lord and do good, that you may succeed.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The ritual acts of bowing and prostration are among the examples of worship. Yet in this holy verse, these two acts are mentioned beside the Quranic word worship, which indicates both the importance of prayer and these two elements of prayer. By the way, divine salvation of prosperity is the last stage of perfection of which we must be hopeful when we have fulfilled our duties of worships and benefactions. This holy verse, addressing the believers, states some general and inclusive instructions which protect their religion, worldly affairs, and succession in all circumstances.
Life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest night, shows me right from wrong, and a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
Today we want to continue our interesting topic, which was to enjoy worship. Worshipping Allah adds meaning to our lives and constantly renews our purpose. In the good times, we are thankful for His blessings, and in challenging circumstances, we trust Allah will see us through. Therefore, worship strengthens our relationship with the Creator, instilling a sense of gratefulness for the countless favors we enjoy as His creation, as well as enabling us to develop values such as patience, perseverance, and resilience when faced with trials and tragedies. As a result, it helps us achieve humility, recognizing Allah as the originator and sustainer of the universe and surrendering to Him in worship.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners, today we are going to talk about how we can enjoy our worship and the acts of worship. Prophet Musa alayhi salam spent 40 days on the mountain praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And during these 40 days, he was so immersed in worshiping and serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he did not need water, food, or even sleep. This was because the pleasure of worship made him not to be in need of any other needs. What blinds a person's taste so that he does not taste prayers and its joy and ecstasy and the pleasure of a worship is the sin, or the sins that we usually commit. there is a great pleasure in serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if a person tasteth, he will never leave the door of this house. Some factors that are effective in creating the pleasure of worship are knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the feeling of being in His presence. Paying attention to the meaning of prayers and the presence of heart and presence of the heart in worship. Praying first and in congregation are among other factors that usually gives us this sense of sweetness of to be able to taste the sweetness of the prayers and the pleasure of prayers. Also choosing a suitable place and staying away from crowded and noisy places, choosing the best time for worship in a way that one is not tired and bored. Preparation before worship means that a person prepares himself and prepares himself to a certain extent, or preparation in general before any prayer actually are among the factors that usually brings this taste and sweetness to the person who performs the prayers and actually makes him understand the pleasure of the pleasure of the worship.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, in your hearts. A day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the
Let's entitle this part A Wonderful Transformation. We have become accustomed to always think. If we don't think, we entertain ourselves. There is no downtime, no quiet time. Even during our worship, our thoughts run and run. We go through the movements without gaining the spiritual benefits of a God-focused mind and heart. Again, let's see worship as a refuge. A refuge from our own busyness. As a start, we can try to feel our heart's connection to Allah during prostration. Try to stay in prostration as long as it takes to feel connected to Allah. This will be the start of a wonderful transformation. That's why I called this part A Wonderful Transformation. From saying prayer as just an obligation, to feeling prayer as our personal need. For today, we have a way to get closer to Allah. You can find it with this question. Are you just going through the motions? Laura, an American new Muslim, expressed that she felt close to Allah when she accepted Islam, but explained that after a while she felt she was just going through the motions and felt nothing. She felt she was a robot and was yearning for that closeness to Allah again. So she started out with sincerity in her prayers. Allah hears your prayers, and He will respond to them. However, He will respond when the time is right, since He has the knowledge of all things. And He will do it not a minute before or a minute after. His timing is just. We must maintain sincerity in everything we do, especially prayer. Acknowledge that prayer is the obligatory method ordered by Allah to worship Him. If we are praying for the sake of showing others that we pray or praying and not paying attention to what we are saying in the prayer, then we are not putting sincerity in the prayer. We have to make an intention or niyyah to clear our mind of pride and try to be focused in prayers. The trick to maintain the sincerity in prayers is to pray as if it is our last prayer before death.
So we affirm the oneness of Allah, His self-sufficiency, His omnipresence, His omnipotence. And this is why we cannot ascribe any partners to God. This is why the Prophet Isa alayhi salam, he said, "Inni Abdullah atani al-kitab." I'm not the son of God. I'm not the cousin of, I'm not anything to God except for Abd. And this is the same title which is given to our own Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى. Our own Prophet, peace be upon him, is referred to as the slave Abd, because God has no child, no father. He does not beget, nor is he begotten. Because once we start to ascribe parts, anything that has a part is dependent on that part for functionality. Right? If you take a bottle, this has several parts. The bottle part, you have the cap, you have the label, you have the actual liquid which is inside of it. All of these are components which give this value. If you were to take this without the water inside, you can't sell this to anybody. You can't give it to anyone for free if it doesn't have the water inside. If it doesn't have the cap on top, nobody's going to take a bottle of water. They won't trust you if you give them a bottle of water or if you sell them a bottle of water without the cap. It depends on all of its parts for it to be relevant, for it to have value. And this is why philosophers say that, philosophically speaking, Allah is basit, simple, meaning that He's not comprised of parts. Because if He had parts, He would automatically be dependent on those parts. And that would go against the definition of God, who is not dependent on anything.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. That was all for today's special. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic, I mean, enjoying worshipping Allah, on the next episode of today's special. Thank you very much and fi amanillah.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, let us ponder on an aphorism
from the commander of the faithful and the leader of the pious, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. Incapability is a catastrophe. Endurance is bravery. Abstinence is riches. Self-restraint is a shield against sin. And the best companion is submission to Allah's will. Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith, which has been transmitted from Imam Qadim alayhi salam. This hadith is about the virtues of the lady Fatimah al-Zahra salamullah alayha. Or to put it in better terms, in this beautiful hadith, one of the virtues of that noble lady has been transmitted and has been related. As you know, we are currently in the what we call Ayyam Fatimiyah. These are the days, if you don't know, in which the followers of the school of thought of the Ahlul Bayt and those who are fond of that noble family mourn the demise and the martyrdom of the noble lady Fatimah al-Zahra salamullah alayha. The reason for this is that these days fall between two very significant days. According to one tradition and hadith, the demise of that noble lady was martyred on one of those days. And according to another tradition, which happens also to be the stronger tradition, was martyred on the other day. So because of this, the followers of the Ahlul Bayt, salamullah alayhim, they mourn her demise in these days. And today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at one of the traditions in which one of her virtues has been mentioned. Imam Qadim alayhi salam said that poverty and impoverishment will not enter a house in which one of the following names exists. Meaning, if a person, a member of that household who lives in that house, if he or she has one of these names, then that house will never be poor. That house will never be impoverished. Poverty does not enter a house in which the name of Muhammad or Ahmad or Ali or Hassan or Hussein or Ja'far or Talib or Abdullah or Fatima exists. So not only is this a virtue of the Lady Fatima and also these other holy personages in that their very names have the ability to ward off calamities and problems such as poverty, but it is an admonition for us, followers of the Ahlul Bayt, to adopt not only should we adopt their mannerisms and their actions and follow them in these things, we should also adopt, you know, their characteristics, the way they dress, the way they walk, the way they talk, even right down to the names that they gave to their children or their own names. We should also adopt this in our lives as a part of our obedience to them and our love for them and as a way to manifest, our adoration for them. And this is also a form of propagation of their school of thought, because obviously one of the things that, you know, the first thing that you tell a foreigner or somebody else who you're just meeting is your name, right? So when a person meets another person and he tells them their name, and that person may ask, what kind of name is that, right? This opens the door for conveying the school of thought of the Ahlul Bayt salamullah alayhim to that person. And obviously this has great rewards as well. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtues of the Lady Fatima al-Zahra, salamullah alayha. In the words of Imam Qadim alayhi salam, until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
قد عودك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآن.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم. Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, welcome to IRB English Radio. This is Habibullah Fasihzadeh, and we have brothers Hassan, Hussein, Fawad, and Ali Nasir in our today's class in Let's Recite the Qur'an-i Kareem. Inshallah, today we will be talking about Ayah 85 and 86 of Surah Al-An'am on page 138. So, brothers and sisters, let's move on and start our class. But first, let's listen to the recitation of these two verses.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
وزكريا ويحيى وعيسى وإلياس كل من الصالحين وإسماعيل واليسع ويونس ولوطا وكلا فضلنا على العالمين.
Nice recitation, mashallah. Was that nice? Huh?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a good recitation. Inshallah, we'll be practicing the recitation and the tajweed rules as well. But first, let's move on to the explanation. Let's see what Allah Almighty says in these two verses, in these two ayatain, and then the recitation, inshallah. But make sure you refer to the tafsir books as well for more information, for the complete details, and learn more. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah Almighty says in this ayah, وَزَكَرِيَّا وَيَحْيَا وَعِيسَى وَإِلْيَاسِ كُلٌّ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And Zechariah, Prophet Zechariah alayhi salam, Prophet John or Yahya, Prophet Jesus or Isa alayhi salam, and Prophet Elias, each of them among the righteous. So they were, each of them were righteous people, okay? Righteous ones. Wa Isma'ila wal Yasa'a wa Yunusa wa Luta, and Ismail alayhi salam, and Yasa', okay? Wa Ismail, and Prophet Ismail alayhi salam, Prophet Yasa alayhi salam, Prophet Yunus alayhi salam, and Prophet Lut alayhi salam. So each we graced over all the nations. So in these two verses, Allah Almighty names some of the other prophets who were from the descendants of Prophet
Ibrahim
alayhi salam. So each categories, like each time Allah Almighty mentions some of the prophets, they have they might be like this. Look, in the previous ayah 84, Allah Almighty mentioned Ishaq and Ya'qub together. Nuh before the prophets, yes, before Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Wa min dhurriyyatihi Dawud and Sulaiman. So Prophet Dawud and Sulaiman alayhi salam, they had power. They had kingdoms. All right? They had
kingdoms.
Wa Ayyub wa Yusuf wa Musa wa Harun. These are the prophets who suffered a lot. Who suffered a lot in guiding their nations, okay? They really, really suffered, especially Prophet Musa alayhi salam. I think I remember one day one of our teachers said that one of the reasons that Prophet Musa alayhi salam is mentioned in the Quran a lot, like his history, his lifetime is mentioned a lot, yeah? It's because he suffered a lot. He really suffered a lot. So, and in this ayah, that was in previous ayah 84. In ayah 85, Allah Almighty mentions Prophet Zechariah, Prophet Yahya, and Prophet Isa, and Prophet Elias. They were kind of in one period, or like they were close, okay, to each other. Prophet Zechariah, Yahya, and Isa. And Ismail, Yasa', Yunus, and Lut. Okay? Now, in the previous session we mentioned this. How many prophets overall we have?
124,000.
124,000 prophets. Okay. They were living in different places. Most of them were living in the Asia nowadays that we have. So they were living usually in these countries, okay? And the people were as well there. Huh? Human beings, usually they were living in this kind of countries, continent. Maybe in some other countries as well, maybe. I have no idea. And they were living, some of them were living in the same time. Two of them, for example, Prophet Yaqub and Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, they were at the same time. Father and son. Yes? Prophet Musa and Harun alayhi salam. So, from the among these prophets, 124,000 prophets, kind of 26 or 27 names of them 27 or 26 of them are mentioned in the Quran. In these 2-3 verses that we have studied, 17 of them. And in the other verses of the Quran, we have the other names, okay? So they are mentioned in the Quran. And now, one thing that we should understand. If you believe in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the Prophet of Allah Almighty, it's a must for you to accept the prophethood of? The whole Prophet.
Yes.
All the Prophets. All right? So 124,000 Prophets, all are sent by Allah Almighty. Now, we believe in prophethood of our Prophet, Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If I'm saying Prophet of Islam, Islam doesn't mean the religion that we only follow. Islam is the religion of all human beings. All the other prophets, they were all, what?
Preaching
Muslims. Yeah, Muslims. They were all Muslims. Prophet Isa alayhi salam was Muslim. It means Muslim, Islam means believing in one God, surrendering to one God. And that's what all the prophets have done. That's all referred to the Tafsir books, inshallah, to learn more time to mention some tajweed rules and practice the recitation. No questions?
No, no sir.
No, sir.
For what? Ready?
Yes.
Recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraja.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا
القرآن. Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
وزكريا ويحيى وعيسى وإلياس كل من الصالحين. Not really difficult rules here, okay? Very easy ones. Zakariya, make sure you pronounce the tashdeed. Sometimes students might forget this. Wa Zakariya, Zakariya, the tashdeed. In recitation, it's important. Wa Zakariya, double ya we have. Wa Yahya, the alif mad also you have to pronounce. Wa Zakariya, no. Wa Zakariya, alif mad. Wa Yahya, all right. وَعِيسَى وَإِلْيَاسَ The alif mat you should pronounce. كُلٌ تَنْوِين You have كُلٌ ends with a تَنْوِين. تَنْوِين فَتْحَ كَسْرُ وَضَمَّ Which one?
ضَمَّ
تَنْوِين ضَمَّ كُلٌ Then you have the letter ميم. What rule is applied when you have تَنْوِين plus ميم?
إِدْغَام
إِدْغَام What does إِدْغَام mean?
Merging.
Merging. You merge them together and read them together. Is there any other letter as well, Hussein? The same as meme, so that we should apply the rule idgham?
Yes. What? Yarmalun letters.
Yarmalun letters. Okay, good. Could you name them one by one?
Yes. Ya.
Ya.
Ra.
Ra.
Meme.
Meme.
Lam.
Lam.
Wow.
Wow.
And Nun.
And Nun. So one of these six letters, if they come right after the Nun Sakin or the Tanween, you should merge the Tanween or Nun Sakin into one of those letters. So, kullun will be merged to mim. Kullum. Kullum. And make an extension, yeah? An extension of how many beats? How many beats? For how long?
Two
beats. Okay. Kullum minas salihin. Saad has a heavy sound. Salihin. Next ayah. Wa Isma'ila. Isma'il. Make sure you pronounce the heavy letters and the light letters correctly. Kha, Sad, Dad, Ta, Dha, Ghain, and
Qaf.
So these seven letters are always heavy letters. When they have an alif with them, you always pronounce them with an A sound. Or if they have a fatha with an A sound, okay? But the letter Ra, it's temporary heavy, temporary light. The rest of the letters are all light letters. You pronounce them with an A sound. Ba, Isa, Ilyasa, Yahya. Okay? Pronounce them with an A sound when they have an aleph. But the letter lam, that has a special rule in the word Allah, especially Allah and Allahumma. You remember? Sometimes you pronounce it heavily, sometimes you pronounce it
lightly.
Bismillah, you pronounce it
lightly.
Wallah, you pronounce it heavily. If there is a fatha or dhamma, you pronounce it before the word Allah, you pronounce the word Allah heavily. If there is a kasra, you pronounce it
lightly.
Superb, Hassan. Wakul, so. وَيُونُسَ وَلُوطًا. If you make a pause, how do you read it, Fawad?
لُوطَ.
أحسن. لُوطَ. Make a pause. Good job. تَنْوِين فَتْحَة changes to that alif. That's why the alif is written. It says, whenever you make a pause, change the تَنْوِين into an alif. Alright. وَكُلًّا فَضَّلْنَا. But if you don't make a pause, وَلُوطًا, you merge it to that waw. Do you remember the Yarmulun letters that Hussein just mentioned? Waw is one of them, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. وَكُلْ وَلُوطًا وَلُوطَوْ.
Yes.
وَكُلًّا فَضَّلْنَا. Here you hide the sound of tanwin. وَكُلًّا فَضَّلْنَا عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. That's all. Very easy and simple rules. Ready to recite and practice?
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, let's move on to the last step in our today's class. Listen and repeat. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
وزكريا ويحيى وعيسى وإلياس كل من الصالحين.
وزكريا ويحيى وعيسى وإلياس كل من الصالحين.
أحسنتم. وإسماعيل واليسع ويونس ولوطا. جيم. What does that say, Hassan? Let's learn that as well, then go.
This theme says that it's optional to continue or to pause here.
All right, so we will make a pause, okay, there. وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ وَالْيَسَعَ وَيُونُسَ وَلُوطًا.
وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ وَالْيَسَعَ وَيُونُسَ وَلُوطًا.
وَكُلًّا فَضَّلْنَا عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ.
وَكُلًّا فَضَّلْنَا عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ.
صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ.
صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ.
أحسنتم. Allah bless you, inshallah. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, for being with us with IRB English Radio. Allah bless you. Stay with IRB English Radio in the coming sessions. Inshallah, we will be here again with you. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
The Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajil fa.
Brothers and sisters, there is another feature for the supplications that we will discuss in this episode, God willing. One feature of the supplications, specifically the supplications of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, is the reference to the Islamic governance and government and invoking Allah to protect its stability, defending the borders of the Islamic countries by strong, faithful men. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam has devoted the 27th supplication of Sahifatu Sajjadiyya to the guards of the borders and the armies of the Islamic state and government. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam has made people alert to defend their Islamic heritage. وَحَسِّنْ ثُغُورَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَأَيِّدْ حُمَاتَهَا بِقُوَّتِكَ. Oh my Lord, protect the borders of the Muslim countries. Support their guards with your power. كَثِّرْ عِدَّتَهُمْ وَاشْحَذْ أَسْلِحَتَهُمْ. Oh my God, increase their numbers. Sharpen their weapons. Guard their land and defend their country. Unite their groups and manage their affairs. You see, in all these words, the addressee is the Almighty Allah, yet the reader, the reciter, the one who is engaged in this supplication truly recognizes that he is responsible. He is the one whom Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is actually talking to, because it is his responsibility to first defend his country, to help his country raise above these old challenges. How is it possible to manage the affairs without having the responsible people managing the affairs? Then it is the time for referring to the Almighty Allah for supplications. So these statements of these supplications refer to the organizations of Islam. The Muslims should be so organized that the enemies could not find a chance to demolish them. They could be equipped with modern weaponry to defend themselves. So this is really interesting, because the phrase sharpen their weapons, washhad aslihatahum, refers to the power of dominating, and it means that the weapons should be modified in accordance with the time. The phrase teach him the sunnah and the laws means to learn the latest military tactics, and the phrase teach them what they do not know, عَرِّفْهُمْ مَا يَجْهَلُونَ وَبَصِّرْهُمْ مَا لَا يُبْصِرُونَ, means to inform them of what they ignore, enlighten them on what they do not see. And this indicates that the Islamic army should learn the military techniques, should behave diligently in accordance with the position of the enemy. not only the army should be ready, but also it should not act foolishly.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo kashti ab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad abaz bala va pas. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy of God will come towards you.
Paradise, thank you Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good, about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So this is the importance of these supplications, specifically those transmitted supplications. Not just because by reading them we will be aware of what we have on our shoulders as our responsibilities, but because of the very fact that these are those teachings existent in these supplications because of the specific time and situation Imam Sajjad alayhi salam was in. And this is the importance. Of course, it should be noticed that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam has recommended this strong organization not for expanding the country, not for dominating over the poor and the needy, but he has intended to defend the Muslims for defending the Islamic countries. Because he has said, "Allahumma waqawwi bidhalika mahal ahli al-Islam." O God, make the countries of the Muslims strong and fortified. حَسِّنْ بِهِ دِيَارَهُمْ وَفَرِّغْهُمْ عَنْ مُحَارَبَتِهِمْ لِعِبَادَتِكَ. And do not make them busy with fighting in order to be free to worship you and to be alone with you, so that no one is to be worshipped on the earth save you, and that no forehead of any of them is to be covered with soil to other than you. So Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is teaching us what we need to use those organizations for. And this is the aim of those organizations. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Allah. Guide me.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. This is your host, Zainab. In this program, we discuss your curious questions you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Quran and the narrations of Holy Prophet, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Well, today in our studio, we have the pleasure to be with Brother McDowell. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, brother.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
So, Brother McDowell, in our previous episode, you ended up the session with a very beautiful story. And before that, you told us it's very important that we develop the strength in our children so that they can filter things, they can think rationally, they cannot take in everything, whatever is being spoon-fed to them through media or through TV or through social media or any other side. It's important to develop kind of media literacy in them by making them realize how to analyze things. And then we also discussed many things, and then the beautiful story towards the end of the last episode. Now I would want to again ask you, what are the things that we can do in the upbringing of our children so that they become influential or they have positive impact towards others and do not get influenced negatively from others?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So we've talked about TV and how to create a filter. We talked about making a cup full. We talked about feeling and having empathy, so feeling the pain of others and creating us this attitude and this idea and this trait that we feel the pain of others, that we want to help and we wish to help others. Today I'd like to talk about one other point related to how we can impact others, and that is and how to train our children to wanting to impact others, wanting to be influential and positively impact others. And that is to create a pleasure in helping others.
Yeah.
There's a very beautiful hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen whereby he says, Al-Karimu yabtahiju bifadlih. That the Karim, the one who has ikram, the one who has respect, self-respect and self-esteem, is somebody who, when he does fadl, when he helps others, he has a sense of happiness in him.
Yeah. Right?
He's a sense of pleasure, but a positive sense of pleasure. It's a positive sense of happiness. It's an internal